Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Raj Dutt, co-founder and CEO of RainTank. Welcome, Raj.
Thanks, Allison. Great to be here.
So, Raj, I know that you and I have been talking a lot about RainTank and Grafana, but I don't think we've ever brought this to the Chip Chat audience. So can you just start by introducing yourself and a little bit about RainTank?
Yeah, sure. I'm Raj Dutt, co-founder and CEO of RainTank. We are the company behind Grafana. So a lot of people know Grafana. It's a super popular open source visualization software. It's completely open source. And at RainTank, we're actually trying to both accelerate this open source project as well as build an actual company around it.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of Grafana and why this is such a powerful tool for data center operators?
Grafana was created almost 3 years ago now by our co-founder, Torkel Odegaard, working at eBay Sweden. And basically, he had a really interesting core tenet when developing Grafana, that is to democratize metrics. And I think that that's really at the heart of why Grafana has gotten so popular, is because it makes it easy to break down silos. It empowers users to get the right information from the data that they have. It's really easy to use software. A lot of open source tools and a lot of data visualization tools, you really have to be a developer to use it. Whereas with Grafana, if you understand the data, you don't have to really know anything else. It's all point and click, and you can kind of build the perfect visualization.
You know, it was funny because I first saw Grafana running at the Intel Cloud Day back in March, and the data geek in me was so excited because I wish every single analytics tool had the simplistic visualization of data. It would make my life so much easier. Can you tell me the type of decisions that Grafana is driving within the operation of data centers?
Well, it's really across the stack, Allison. So about 70 or 80% of Grafana users are using Grafana to manage some sort of, you know, application server infrastructure, whether that's public cloud, private cloud. And so basically Grafana is being used to visualize everything from the actual physical data center plant in some situations, like temperature, battery life, humidity, power, very base infrastructure stuff, to the bare metal itself, CPU, memory, you know, to applications, anything from Cassandra to Elasticsearch, whatever pieces of the stack you're running. And the nice thing about Grafana is, unlike most tools which kind of separate out each component of the data center into different tools, we're all about bringing it together, no matter where the data lives. So we'll bring together network data, system data, data center data, application data, all on the same dashboard, which really helps provide additional context and reduces this sort of tool sprawl that normally goes on.
So you guys announced an important collaboration with one of our Intel teams on the integration of the open source Snap telemetry framework into Grafana. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. We have obviously a few key pieces in our stack. One key piece that we were kind of trying to figure out which road to go down was the agent. And, you know, agents have been around since, I guess, the dawn of time. There's some really popular open source agents. You know, every monitoring vendor seems to have their own agent. But our team found this project that Intel had created, Snap, right when it came out about 8 or 9 months ago. And we were really kind of enamored because Snap was kind of everything we wanted to see in a next generation agent. It had a low overhead, very efficient, written in Go, which we love, the team's really familiar with. And perhaps most importantly, it kind of recognizes how dynamic infrastructure is these days, something that was pretty unique. So we started getting into it and announced a partnership with Intel a few months ago. And at this point, Snap is evolving to become a key part of the overall stack.
Now, at that time, you also talked about Grafana.net. Do you want to tell me about that?
Sure. So that kind of alludes to the question of how does RainTank round the corner from being an open source project to also being a viable company? So we launched Grafana.net basically at the end of the first quarter, and it is a completely supported turnkey way of consuming our entire stack. Since we launched it, we've got thousands of signups. We think it's a compelling option to a lot of commercial tools, but you still get to be completely open source and you still have sort of no lock-in and the ultimate in flexibility. We call it Open SaaS, which is combining the best of both worlds from the open source world meaning you get the source code, you have flexibility, you have interoperability, as well as the SaaS world, which means it's turnkey, it's easy to use, you don't have to set anything up. So a lot of people like open source monitoring, but it takes too much time. And it's not really free because your time's worth a lot more than zero. So Grafana.net gives you all the advantages of Grafana, Graphite, Snap, the whole open source stack, but in a completely supported and turnkey way.
Where do we go from here in terms of further optimizations and further work to make Grafana the best tool that it can be?
Well, for us, it's all about the turnkey integrations, meaning people are running a diverse set of software to help run their infrastructure. People are running a diverse stack of components. But what we've done recently is made it easy to put together the perfect view, no matter what stack you're running. So as we do more and more of these integrations, we think that that's a way that people can more easily dive into this world of open source monitoring without having to invest the time that is traditionally required.
Are there any impediments to making this move to utilization of Grafana, or, you know, anything else that you would want to call out that the developer community at large could work on?
You know, always having operational empathy in the monitoring space is really important. And that's just not for the open source developers, but I think every developer. Matt Toback, our director of UX, keeps saying we should optimize for 3 a.m. You know, we should be kind of respectful and have operational empathy towards everyone who is on call and responding to alerts and having to log into these dashboards at 3 a.m. We really try to put ourselves kind of in ops shoes while building our software every step of the way, from the kind of alerts we generate to how we allow people to visualize different things. It doesn't just come down to ease of use, but really optimizing for 3 a.m. And then finally, I'd say with regard to enterprise, it's actually a great time to be an open source company, because finally open source isn't scary for most Fortune 500s. Most of these guys now have a pretty pro open source strategy. They understand the value. It's certainly not like it was, say, 10 years ago, where it was perceived as a hugely risky endeavor. And, you know, you better call Sun or Microsoft rather than building open source tools.
Raj, just one final question for you. I'm sure that we've created interest in Grafana and Grafana.net. Can you give me a URL for folks who want to get their hands wet with the tool?
Yeah, just check out Grafana.net, sign up for an account. We now have builds for Grafana for both Windows, OS X, as well as Linux. And you can even spin up a free demo of Grafana right from Grafana.net if you want to check it out and see what it's all about. Both Grafana and Snap are totally open source, so you can find links to Snap from Grafana.net. Both have vibrant and growing communities, so we encourage everyone to get involved with the projects, whether that's by giving us feedback, submitting pull requests, documentation improvements. You know, everything is built better together.
Well, thank you so much for taking time with us today. It was a real treat. We'd love to have you back on again.
Thanks so much, Allison. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Appreciate it.